You can receive it, sets of four pages, 32, 33, I guess, and put it away tonight. That's what I'm going to search tonight is in the Bible. And you put away those pages, you save it, because what I'm going to say is exactly what those pages really said in a written format. But let's use the evening service as a discussion matter and going through the Bible rather than going through my paper. My wife suggested that will be much better if I do that than reading what I wrote. What I wrote is going to be in my book, but let's search. And if we do so, then we only can search one verse, verse 4, which imply a lot of things. All right. Let's begin with where the Bible begins. It's in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19. If you look in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19, they are there. Three divisions of the book of Revelation. And by the way, this is the only book in the Bible that I know, I'm aware of, that give you an outline of the book. I wish all the books of the Bible would be like this, first, second, and third. But look at how nice, verse 19. Jesus Christ is instructing John to write. And he said, write the things which thou hast seen. That's number one. And that's past history, that's Israel. And the things which are, that's the church era, remember, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And now the Bible says, and the things which shall be thereafter. And so that is from the moment of the church to the very end. And as I said before, and I read in the paper, John is the only person that saw the end, and saw the rapture, and saw the coming of the Lord, and saw the judgment. Now, they are, and this you have in the paper in page 11 or so, there are about five alternatives to that verse 119. First, we have the heavenly door. Look with me in chapter 4, verse 1. You have the heavenly door. These are the things they are thereafter. After these, after the time of the church, I look, and behold, a door was open in heaven. No on earth. I'm not talking about the last verse. In the other chapter, it's talking about heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which is said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be thereafter. So it's talking about future events. It's not talking about the church event. It's after the church event. So a heavenly door. Now, the second thing you're going to see is the heavenly thrones here, verse 2 and 3. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne and sight like an emerald. And so we have that kind of thing. Chapter 5, please, in verse 5 and 6. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, this is John speaking, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, to the Lamb as it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent for into all the earth. And so we see that there is a heavenly throne, and we talk about that already. Now, tonight we're going to talk about this. After all of this, there is more in heaven. It's verse 4 in chapter 4 and in verse 4. It's called the 24 elders over there. And I wrote for you all the details, but I want to examine the details with you, like you and I were studying and trying to find out, and you have the written form for you. Let me read verse 4, which will cover almost the whole chapter. And round about the throne were 24 seats. Now, you don't write in Greek the word seat thrones. Thrones, what word comes in English close to thrones? No, in Spanish, you know, thrones. Remember, Maria, Spanish? Thrones. Anybody in Spanish? Thrones. Thronos. In Greek, it's thronos. Thrones. Thronos. What comes in Spanish? Thronos. It's thronos. All right? The seat of government. Okay, thronos. All right. So they were, and that's where the translators use the word seat, because in legal terms in England, a seat is the seat of the president, the seat of the mayor of the city. It's called the seat. And so you have to know what those people have, what kind of language they have then. But the word is thronos, okay? So, and round about the throne were 24 seats or thrones. Upon the seats I saw 24 elders, 24 elders seating, clothed in white raiments, not as kings, but white raiment. And they had on their head crowns of gold. All right? Now, this passage is called the 24 elders. Now, to get an idea what an elder is, go with me to 1 Peter, go to the left, to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1. All right? Just to get an idea what an elder is, so that you identify those elders with me. Look at in 1 Peter 5 verse 1. The elders, plural, which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder. Now, who's writing is Peter, an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ and so on. So an elder is someone in authority. It's different than the word presbyteros that is used in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Philippians chapter 1, episcopos and so on. These are words used for a pastor. But an elder is somebody in authority. Now, some churches, they have deacons and elders. But the New Testament said pastors and deacons. They don't say elders. Elders were representatives of the Old Testament. An elder is an officer of the city. It's called an elder. A mayor of the city in the Bible is called an elder. Somebody in complete authority, all right? So the 24 elders were individuals with authority. Now, the name elders are never apply to angels, because in case that you read something about that they were angels, never apply to angels. Neither, never an angel sit in a throne. All right. So let's look on it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19. All the places where these words, thrones and elders, are mentioned, and see by ourselves to have the peace of mind that we're talking about human beings and not angels. In Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 28, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the generation when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones. He's talking about the disciples, all right? Judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Talking about the disciples, the 12 apostles. He said, you will sit. Not talking about angels, he's talking about individuals. Let's go back to Revelation. In chapter 3, in Revelation and in verse 21. Chapter 3 of Revelation and verse 21. To him that overcome, that means that is saved, Revelation 3:21, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Now remember Revelation 4:4, he saw the 24 elders over there. In verse 3, you saw the king sitting in his throne. And now in the sub-thrones, there are 24. And here Revelation 3:21 said, if you are saved, you will sit on the throne. Now look in Revelation 20. This is after the millennium, Revelation 20, the so-called millennium in the scripture, because it's called in the scripture, a millennium, in chapter 20 and in verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had no worship the beast, neither his image, neither have received his mark upon these their forehead or in their hands, and they live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. So the thrones are belong always to people. All right, let's go to Revelation 2 now. I'm showing you all the places they are used. So I want you to have the confidence that the word elders are not specifically for any other person than people. In chapter 2 and in verse 10, refer none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But thou be faithful, unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. In other words, a crown of life was never given to an angel, were given to individuals in there. Now I want you to see First Peter. In my paper, I deal with all these scriptures, but in First Peter chapter 5. But I want you to see it in the scripture yourself. One thing is my writing, another thing is the scripture. Chapter 5 in verses 2 to 4. Now, Peter is instructing the pastors how to do the work. And here is what he said of the pastor. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, no for filthy look bad of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive the crown of glory. So the crown of glory and the thrones are no reference to angels, are reference to individuals. And the last reference that deals with these is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy in verse 8. This is when Paul is talking about his death and how he is confident of one thing. Chapter 4, 2 Timothy verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not for me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. In other words, there are some crowns bestowed to people, and there are thrones, and this is not a reference to angels or any seraphims or cherubims. These are reference to you and me. All right? Now, I want to go in a step-by-step leading into this. They are sitting in the thrones, the people. Go to Revelation again in chapter 4 and in verse 4. And you will notice that the elders are seated in the throne. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting. And then, so you see that the people already have been granted the place on the throne and place over there. Now, to get you an idea, and I want to compare Daniel, because the revelation with Daniel go hand in hand, I want to compare Daniel and show you the difference between Daniel and Revelation. Because you did read Daniel and it's incomplete. Remember, God told Daniel, close the book. So Daniel is a partial glimpse of heaven. The completion is Revelation, because the guy saw everything. But I want you to show you. Let's go to Daniel, please. Chapter 7. Daniel's chapter 7. And let's go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. And verse 10. And you will see how clever this is. It's just fantastic. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9 and verse 10. You will see the similarity with these visions of thrones. Daniel 7 verse 9. I beheld, Daniel is speaking, till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Now that's Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, all right? Whose garments was white as snow, and the hair of his head like a pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued, and came forth from before him, 1,000,000 ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was said, and the books were opened. Now, that's what Daniel described, almost the same idea of Revelation. Now, what is the difference? In Daniel, the thrones are unoccupied. Look at again in verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down. See, the thrones were cast down, but nobody was seated on it. Why? Because, you know, there was no time yet for the end. So Daniel saw that one day will be a great day of judgment. Okay? But he saw the thrones. But nobody was sitting on the thrones. The thrones were unoccupied. In order to occupy the throne, you need to pass the judgment. So in Revelation, those elders must pass the judgment of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So you know that Revelation 4 is after the church era because of this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, this is what the Bible said. We have to, as believers, pass the judgment. There are some people scared to death of this, and they think that this has nothing to do with us. And for a while, I believed that until I read the verse very clearly. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. What the scripture says. For we must all, that doesn't say unbelievers, all right? We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. It's not talking about salvation. It's talking about rewards. And so, until that era, until that judgment seat of Christ is called, and we're going to study in the next study, until that judgment seat of Christ takes place, nobody can occupy the throne. Nobody is worthy. So Daniel describes all the details, but he cannot see anybody because the people are not dead and judged yet. See, that is what happened. Now, the Bible said here in verse 10, they say, according to be done. In other words, the crown that you will receive. Now, I know you know this, but I'm going to review with you again. There are five crowns in the Bible. You're in 1 Corinthians in chapter 5. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 in verse 25. With me. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 25. Look at what the Bible said. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. So, one of the prizes is an incorruptible crown. Now, don't ask me what form they have, what material they use. I don't know. But it's called an incorruptible crown. All right? Now, that's one crown. Now remember, this Daniel had no idea of this. As much as people dwell in analyzing Daniel to find the future, you can't find the future. You have to analyze Revelation. Daniel knew a few things, and God told Daniel, close the book. I don't want to tell you, but God told John. See, but Daniel gave you an account. He saw the throne setting up. Now God tells you what it is. Go with me to Revelation chapter 2. In verse 10, you have another crown here for the church, for people of the church. Now you saw the crown, there are crowns for the elders of Jerusalem and crowns for the church. Revelation 2, verse 10. Fear none of these things. God is speaking to the church, that don't be afraid of trouble. Fear not of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. The crown of life. So here is called the crown of life. You have the incorruptible crown, the crown of life. Now, if you go to the passage that we read before in First Peter chapter 2, I think this is a very important. Excuse me, First Peter chapter 5, talking about pastors, the Bible described these for them. In verse 2, he said the pastor need to be feeding the flock of God. In verse 3, he said neither as being lord of a God heritage, and then here's verse 4. Look at what verse 4 said. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive. If you did a great work as a pastor, ye shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. See? a pastor works not for an increase in his salary. He works for that crown of glory. It faded not away. That is much better. You know, faded not away. So should not be in any material that we know. If you go in a steel, you have to protect it, get corrosion and so on. So that crown of glory is not in any material known unto man. But the pastor who does a good job will have that. And you go to 1 Thessalonians, I think I'm going to get this crown. You will see why. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, all right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and verses 19 and verse 20. For what is our hope? 1 Thessalonians 2, 19. Oh joy, oh crown of rejoicing, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. And so this is the crown of rejoicing, the crown of being happy that you are a Christian, satisfied Christian. That's a crown that God is going to give you as an assessment of your experience in heaven. So these could not be said, all of these could not be said of angels because they have not been redeemed with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the people that have been redeemed with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, only those people will have actually the blood of the Lamb, said the Bible. These are the people who will receive this. Now, notice that while the elders sit in their thrones in Revelation, now we have to go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 4 again. Notice, while the elders sit in the thrones and wear their crown, they are not dressed in a royal robe. Remember the color of the royal robe? The Bible talks in the Old Testament over and over. Yes, purple. They are not dressed. Look at verse 4. And round about the throne have 24 seats. And upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in what? In white garment. Now, what is white garment? That's the way a priest wears, according to Exodus 28. And so they are believers, members of the royal priesthood. Let me put 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. We'll speak about that. Who are these elders dressed in white raiment? They are not, yes, with a crown. They are priests. In 1 Peter 2, 9, this is what God tells us ahead. God said, but ye are a chosen generation. Look at here. A royal priesthood. In order to be a royal priesthood, you need to be sitting in the courts of the king. And so those priests are sitting in the courts of the king. This is you and me, believers, who are with a white robe, sitting in the court of the king. Now, what are they doing in clothes like that? What are they doing? Okay, let's go to Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8 and find out what these people are doing dressed like priests. All right, Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, which are what? The prayer of the saints. What is the job of a priest? The job of a prophet is to speak to you on behalf of God. The job of the priest is to speak to God on behalf of himself or on behalf of the people. And this is what verse 8 is telling. The 24 elders were holding the prayers of the believers. And that's, you know, I love to pray intensively. And I'm glad that in heaven, this is a part of our wonderful future. We need to pray. Now, all of these things are described for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Sometimes we read too fast the scripture, and we don't think in future things. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and verse 3, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? See, you will see the judgment. And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the small matters? Know ye not that we shall judge the angels? See, so angels are not sitting on the throne. Have to be men and women. How much more things that pertain to this life. And so criticizing the church for bringing people to court, Paul revealed this, that we are in a wonderful way. Now, all of these things happen before Satan is judged. How do I know that? Revelation 20 in verse 4 tell me that all of these happen before the end of the world. This is happening in heaven way before then. You know, people die, and I hear unbelievers saying when people die, well, may God keep him in peace. But if you're a believer, you're going to keep yourself busy in heaven. The souls of people will be active. In Revelation chapter 20, and in verse 4, the Bible said, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. Judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witnesses of Jesus and for the word of God, and which have not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither have received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. In other words, there is a period of time in the great tribulation things will happen, and he saw these thrones and he saw these prayers of the saints, but Satan is no judge yet. This is way before the end of the world. It is in a period of time where the believers die, the judgment, final judgment is not done, but the believers are active in heaven in prayers. And another passage talks about worshiping the Lord. Now, my question that maybe comes to you in your mind is, why 24 elders? Somebody asked me, I think it was Deborah, about numbers in the Bible. And I put my mind on it. Now, everything the New Testament said is written in the Old Testament and an example of life. That's guarantee. Everything that happened in the New Testament has been already explained by an example of life in the Old Testament. So when they were asked this question about the 12 and the 24, I don't want to be a numerologist and tell you 12 means this and 10 means this. But I can tell you 12 was used in this way in the Old Testament, and so is used this way in the New Testament. Why then 24 elders? Where 24 is the number of priestly families given in First Chronicles. So in First Chronicle, David, in First Chronicle chapter 24, and I have to read a long passage for you. In First Chronicle chapter 24, David need to assign the families of the Jewish people priests who will control them, the head. So First Chronicle chapter 24, all right? And there were assignments given, and everything in the Old Testament is done in super order, okay? And David then assigned 24 heads who were the representatives of their families to control the whole family of God. I'll read it for you. Chapter 24 of 1 Chronicles, verses 1 to 19. Now, these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok and the sons of Eleazar, Abimelech, of the sons of Ithamar, according to the offices of their service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar, there were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their father. What is it? 24, is that right? 8, 16, and 8. Thus were they divided by the lot, one sort with another, for the governors of the sanctuary, and the governor of the house of God were the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. In other words, now they're going to set up the government, and rather than having how many senators we have, 100 senators, pardon me? 100 senators. Well, they had 24. Okay? They were electing representatives. 24. And that's what they have. And they have a whole description. Okay? And verse 19 conclude with this. These were the orderings of them in their services to come into the house of the Lord according to their manner and their Aaron, their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded. In other words, the order of the government of Israel was 24. And so when God comes to the government of heaven, he used 24. Because he already used 24 in the Old Testament, and he used 24. Now, if you ask me why 24, I do not know. But I know that God used 24 for government and 24 for government in heaven. That does not mean that the number 12 or number 24 means government. It means that God already used familiar. So for us, so 24 elders, and if you read the Old Testament and you know the Old Testament, so just like Israel, the government of Israel was under 24 priests in that fashion. Now, there were 24 heads of priestly families, and they were representatives of the whole family of God. So these elders here, going back to Revelation 4, these are 24 elders. Now, there is one thing that triggered my mind. If I was in the Old Testament, I would say those people were Jewish people. But I can't, because this is written in the New Testament, and there are scriptures in the New Testament. They say that 24 relate to Old Testament and New Testament. And so I have to say that these 24 elders, and I'm going to show you the scripture where the scripture says so, these 24 elders represent 12 from the sons of Jacob, the tribes it's called in the Bible of Israel, and 12 from the apostles. Let's go to Revelation chapter 21, the very last chapter of Revelation, when God talks about the new Jerusalem and doesn't talk about the elders, but talks about a similarity of doors and foundations. Let me show it to you. Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. All right. And he carried me away, John is talking, in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. God is saying, now, I want to show you, John knew the place that you and I will spend eternity. It's not that fascinating. This is the first time, you know, you read the Bible, you study the Bible, you read somebody else's commentary and you block yourself. But as I read it plainly, what a privilege. He saw what you and I hope. He saw it. See? Now look at verse 11. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. All right? Now verse 12. And have a wall great and high, and have 12 gates. Now pay attention to that. And all the gates, 12 angels, and the names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. See, God is using now the tribe of Israel to number 12. Okay? Now, let me keep reading. Verse 13. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. Amazing enough, that's the gates in Jerusalem today. Now, verse 14. And the walls of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the name of what? The 12 apostles. So God authorized me to think that this Revelation chapter 4 and verse 4 is talking about the 24 elders are representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel and representatives of, remember the apostles were not Jew only, they were also Gentiles, representatives of the rest of the world. So now, what the 24 elders in John in Revelation 4:24 represent? That represented these, there will be in heaven people from the Old Testament and people from the New Testament. All right? There will be people, all these verses and all this study comes to this simple conclusion. God, in a specific form, using the Old Testament scripture of 1 Chronicles, is telling you and me that in heaven there will be believers from the Old Testament and believers from the New Testament. So heaven is made of people from the foundation of the world to the end of the world. So please, how can we discriminate about this is black, this is yellow, this is this? You know, one thing God took away from my mind is discrimination. I cannot say this is this, this is this. You know, when you are a child of God, we are human beings. We are human beings. And as human beings, there is only one division, Old Testament, New Testament. But even the Old Testament had the right to be in heaven. You know, great? Well, mention one class, one that was taken up to heaven. Elijah was an Old Testament believer. He's in heaven. See? And people in the New Testament, Matthew 17, remember, and the Transfiguration? John was there. Peter was there. And so on. So, what a joy, give me revelation. And this study today on the 24 elders. People argue about that. The 24 elders, as you look and research the formation of 24 and research the names of the 24, represent exclusively you and me and the past. And the future. If the Lord doesn't come yet, then the future. Your children, children, children. Are we not blessed that in heaven there is no unbelievers? There is no Satan. One man today in television said in the news, well, you're talking about God, God, God to somebody. He's a senator. And said, does God have any fault like us? Well, that was a good question. He said, well, you're talking about God or you're talking about human being? He said, I'm talking about God. So I got it, he said. The announcer, the interviewer, I got it. Okay, forget it. So he caught himself in trouble. God is above man. All right? And our God is holy, holy, holy. Read Isaiah 6. And you will see Isaiah 6, 1 to 6. Read, holy, holy, holy is his name, said the cherubim. And so, what a blessing we have tonight. That when the Bible mentioned 24, we don't have to panic. We go and search the Old Testament. Here they are. 24 people use it for the administration. And in heaven, there will be an administration of 24 elders. And you will see there will be an administration of 112. There will be an administration of 312. There will be different administrations in heaven. But that has nothing to do playing with numbers. This is what God had already shown us in the forms of the tabernacle. Remember, the tabernacle had to be this way, this way. They all speak about something in heaven that John is going to reveal to us. Tonight, we have learned. Whether you are in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, the blood of the Lamb in the Old Testament, the blood of Jesus in the New Testament, we're going to be there. Thank God. If you have parents, relatives, friends who die in the Lord, they're already busy over there. Thank God. Thank you, Father, for the lesson tonight. Bring me peace of mind and joy to know that your scriptures are so precise and so beautiful. Thank you for the lesson. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you if you are listening. If you are in the East Coast, it's very late for you. Go to sleep.